Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Orioles make a trade last night, trading Grayson Rodriguez to the Angels for outfielder Taylor Ward. The offseason has begun for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Andy Koska covers the O's for the Baltimore Banner and joins us now. And Andy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So what was your reaction to this trade?
My reaction initially was a double take, and then I did a triple take. and then I digested that it said Grayson Rodriguez. I wasn't expecting that, but as we're getting to the, 18-hour mark since the trade happened, I have a couple conflicting thoughts, and I suppose the short answer before I dive into a couple of different thoughts, the short answer, of course, is that we're probably not going to know until, you know, we watch Taylor Ward play a full season for Baltimore and until we see, you know, how Grayson Rodriguez looks. The injury concerns with Grayson are well documented. Didn't pitch all of 2025. The elbow debridement surgery he had to remove a bone chip midway through this season and ended his 2025 season really before it began. He's supposed to, you know, he's healthy, he's throwing, but that is a surgery that comes with risk. And, you know, it's hard to know exactly how, you know, the ligaments in the elbow will handle, you know, the removal of bone spur. And really the bone grows because it is trying to help stabilize the ligament, which is part of the reason why it starts actually impinging the ligament. So it's an interesting surgery, but it's hard to know how he will look. Mike Elias at the GM meetings, I think looking back on it, you know, his statements about Grayson Rodriguez were really telling. And at the time, I thought they were prudent. And now, you know, knowing what we know, it seemed as if, you know, he, you know, was kind of mentally preparing for moving on from, you know, a former top prospect and a, you know, first round pick from 2018 before Elias became general manager here. One of the things he said was, you know, it's hard. You have to be realistic, was the word he used about what Grayson might look like a year and a half later after pitching, you know, without pitching in the major leagues. And he was not really planning around Grayson being an option for the rotation. It really was, he's a wild card talent, was what he called him. If he was healthy, great. You know how good he can be. We've seen it in parts of 2023 and most of 2024 before, you know, a lat strain ended his season. It's really just a question of can he be healthy for a long enough period to maximize it? So in my long rambling way, TBD.
Well, Andy, that trade, Grayson going to the Angels, is that a precursor to Mike Elias spending real money on the starting pitching market this offseason?
It better be. It better be a precursor because there was very little depth to begin with. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Trevor Rogers and Kyle Bradish right now can be kind of penciled in as a 1 and 2. Dean Kramer, you feel pretty confidently, is a back-end rotation arm and can be that. Tyler Wells, we'll see what he looks like. Maybe fits in there. Cade Povich, Brandon Young, maybe they can, you know, find a spot either as a, you know, on a fill-in basis or, you know, as a, you know, end, you know, back end of rotation guy, if maybe their ceiling, but they could always surprise. They already needed a frontline starter, and now they probably need to go get one frontline starter, maybe two, and then add depth because injuries happen. We've seen it. It decimated this pitching staff last year, and it would be tough to necessarily trust the remaining options. That was pretty much the case before the Rodriguez trade. It's only more important now to go get a frontline guy who can fit in, if not the number one, as a two or a three, along with Rogers and Bradish. But I would argue, you know, they probably need two or three pitchers of varying quality. Mm-hmm.
Any part of you wonder if this is where we are with Grayson, and given the fact that this bullpen is non-existent right now, that any part of you wonder what it might have been look like to try to see if he could handle one of those roles, given obviously the innings limit and how long he hasn't pitched, and that might be where his future lies anyway. I mean, that's where it ended up with DL Hall.
Yeah, a huge part of me wondered that. You know, I was talking to a scout last week at the GM meetings who was really pushing for the idea of like, hey, make Grayson pitch three innings twice a week as a swingman, you know, out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And that could be a great thing. The counter to that is this is a guy that has injury history. It tends to be more taxing on a shoulder and an arm, which are areas obviously like Grayson has had issues with. It tends to be more taxing as a bullpen guy because the unpredictability of the position, you're getting hot, then you sit down, then they get you hot again. You may or may not pitch. Maybe you pitch back-to-back days. You know, those are all things that relievers deal with that, you know, a lifetime starter has not experienced. So there's a potential that, you know, teams might be hesitant actually of moving a guy to the bullpen because those are hurdles that you'd have to leap, which is part of the reason why, you know, a three inning swingman twice a week seems like it would have worked if you had it a little bit more scripted, so to speak, of hey, you're going to piggyback with this starter today, or you know, whatever it might be. So we had an idea of pregame routines that could get him hot.
Another part of
I completely agree with you that there was a lot of wonder in my mind of like, wow, I wonder what 100 miles per hour is going to look like in the ninth inning, you know, but it just obviously didn't go that way.
And then another part of this that I just found myself ruminating on more and more is we've heard so much about soul searching and things that are different. But I look at this player and he's not as athletic as he used to be. And he wasn't super athletic then. To me, they really need a center fielder. He hadn't played center field in 4 years. And didn't do it much even then. He doesn't run very well. Like, there's not, like, these other plus attributes, and it's more power over contact. I mean, that just seems like, I mean, I like, the profile, it reminds me of, I don't know, O'Neill from last year, and maybe Sanchez from last year. Oh, yeah, and it's right-sided power. Like, this feels like the kind of stuff they've always been bringing in from the outside. It felt very on brand to me. What about you? It did not feel like turning over a new leaf. Oh, yeah, and he's a one-year rental for $13 million. Oh, okay.
No, I completely agree.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The things that stick out to me, one, he doesn't have, his chase rate is really good, which means he doesn't chase very much. That's something that Baltimore really likes. However, he still strikes out a lot. I mean, a 26% strikeout rate, which means he's incredibly patient and he's looking at strike three way too many times. So because his whiff rate isn't even, you know, in the zone is not even that bad. So I don't like the strikeouts, the power expected, you know, from the right side with that big left field. It might be a little bit more difficult.
Yep.
The fielding took a major step back in 2025 compared to 2024 metrics. And really 2024 was more of an outlier in terms of his outs above average. I cannot say that I watched this man every single game.
Sure.
It's the eye test might show something differently. However, judging by fielding metrics, you know, from StatCast, it shows a fairly average left fielder. And that's a big left field to cover, which is part of the reason why Kowser was so valuable in left field, is because he has, you know, he's an average center fielder, Colton Kowser. Throw him in left, and he's an above average left fielder in terms of range. And his, you know, his arm is very good if he can throw it on target. But the power, at least, is there.
Yeah.
This is a little bit, two things, I suppose. One, it does remind me of a healthier Tyler O'Neill in terms of power over average, which could be a great thing if he hits 36 homers, or it could, the strikeout numbers, which Baltimore already struggled from a strikeout percentage last year. That might not be great. He does mash left-handed pitching, however, and if this is a play to try to improve Baltimore in that, which obviously it is, to improve Baltimore's fortunes against lefties, which last year I think Baltimore at 232 off the top of my head, I could be off by a percentage point against lefties. His average against lefties, Taylor Ward last year was 260-ish, and his OPS, I recall, being 918 against lefties specifically. So that's promising. However, we'll see it. We'll see how it all comes together, and can Craig Albernaz, when he was unveiled as Orioles manager, talked about an exciting offense that can score in a bunch of different ways. This is not necessarily a player whose archetype is scoring a bunch of different ways. It seems to be, power numbers. So all of that is to say, this could be the first move of many. I imagine as things stand right now, Colton Kowser is a center fielder, but there could be, December 2nd, Baltimore could land Harrison Bader and ship somebody else, you know, and say, Harrison Bader, you're a center fielder, and we're going to pay somebody to take Tyler O'Neill off our hands. Or we're going to, you know, we're going to move on from Colton Cowser, which might be premature. But, you know, they could do that. This is not necessarily a be all end all for the outfield this winter. It could be kind of move number one. But we'll see. I mean, clearly, priority has to be going after starting pitching, because in the bullpen needs to be completely reconstructed. So those are huge avenues, and maybe Baltimore decided that their money in free agency market was better used for starting pitching, because it's a deeper market with how many different starting pitchers are available compared to what really is kind of a thin outfield market in free agency. So they might have decided to kind of jump the market a little bit in terms of getting Taylor Ward in a trade and then really pumping their money and focus into pitching.
Andy Kosko, always
Thank
great,
you.
Man. Thank you so much for your time. I guess time, who knows what happens day to day, but things are going to get busy.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Coming up next, we'll hear from the people. 410-583-1057. You've heard from us. You heard from Andy Kosko. What do you think of this trade? Grayson Rodriguez for Taylor Ward. Also, Ravens on the practice field. No Lamar Jackson. Are you concerned? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.